The Duchess by Jude Devereux. London, 1883. Young Claire Willoughby fell in love with Harry, the 11th Duke of Macaron, the first time she saw him, as did every other woman in the drawing room. But it wasn't just the incredible beauty of the man that made Claire love him. It wasn't his shoulders that were the width of a garden hoe handle, or his thick blonde hair and brilliant blue eyes. Nor was it his legs, well-muscled from years of riding unruly horses and exposed to their best advantage beneath the brilliant green kilt. No, it wasn't what she saw that made her sway on her feet. It was what she heard. At the sight of the kilt, with a silver-topped sporran hanging from his waist, the ivory-handled dirk in his heavy sock, the tartan thrown over one shoulder and pinned with the laird's badge, she heard a lone man playing the bagpipes. She heard the guns of Culloden and the cries of the widows as they grieved for their fallen men. She heard the sound of hope at the rise of Bonnie Prince Charlie and the despair when he was defeated. She heard the long, long wail of pain from the Scots in their centuries-old battle against the English.